Hunted Down by Charles Dickens. Most of us see romances in life. In my capacity of a chief manager of a life assurance office, I think I have within the last 30 years seen more romances than the generality of men, however unpromising the opportunity may at first sight seem. As I have retired and live at my ease, I possess the means that I used to want of considering what I have seen at leisure. My experiences have a more remarkable aspect, so reviewed, than they had when they were in progress. I have come home from the play now, and can recall the scenes of the drama upon which curtain has fallen, free from the glare, bewilderment, and bustle of the theatre. Let me recall one of these romances of the real world. There is nothing truer than the physiognomy taken in connection with manner. The art of reading that book of which eternal wisdom obliges every human creature to present his or her own page with individual character written on it is a difficult one, perhaps, and is little studied. It may require some natural aptitude, and it must require, for everything does, some patience and some pains. That these are not usually given to it, the number of people accept a few stock commonplace expressions of the face as the whole list of characteristics, and neither seek nor know the refinements that are truest. That you, for instance, give a great deal of time and attention to the reading of music, Greek, Latin, French, Italian, Hebrew, if you please, and do not qualify yourself to read the face of the master or mistress, looking over your shoulder, teaching it to you. I assume to be 500 times more probable than improbable. Perhaps a little self-sufficiency may be at the bottom of this. Facial expression requires no study from you, you think. It comes by nature to you to know enough about it, and you are not to be taken in. I confess, for my part, that I have been taken in, over and over again. I have been taken in by acquaintances, and I have been taken in, of course, by friends. Far oftener by friends than by any other class of persons. How came I to be so deceived? Had I quite misread their faces? No. Believe me, my first impression of those people, founded on face and the manner alone, was invariably true. My mistake was in suffering them to come nearer to me and explain themselves away. The partition which separated my own office from our general outer office in the city.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?